Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Marty Walsh will be sworn in as Boston's first new mayor in 20 years this morning. But the transition to a new era at Boston City Hall was already in full swing over the weekend as Walsh announced some key appointments. At the same time, the fight over the Boston City Council presidency took an unexpected turn this weekend. WBUR's David Scharfenberg has all that in this report.
Kingdom Builders Sanctuary Choir hit the high notes at an interfaith service for incoming Mayor Marty Walsh yesterday. And in the hallway, outgoing City Councilor Felix Arroyo held forth on a couple of high-profile appointments to the new Walsh administration.
It's good to be on the 35, I guess, if you're looking for a job with Marty Walsh.
Arroyo is referring in part to himself. Yesterday, Walsh named the 34-year-old his Chief of Health and Human Services. The day before, the mayor-elect tapped as his chief of staff 29-year-old Daniel Eric Coe, general manager of online video channel Huffington Post Live. Together, the appointments give the new administration a patina of youth and energy. They also suggest Walsh, the Dorchester-bred son of Irish immigrants, wants an administration that reflects this increasingly diverse and cosmopolitan city. Here he is at a seniors brunch at Northeastern University yesterday, noting the differences between his own background and that of his new chief of staff, Coe, who grew up in Andover and holds 2 degrees from Harvard.
He's completely opposite in a lot of ways. We had a little conversation. We both agree we love the Patriots, so we have agreement there.
Walsh's picks, he also named a couple of school committee members, were not the only sign of a changing of the guard this weekend. The 13-member city council will pick a new council president this afternoon. And on Saturday, city councilor-at-large Ayanna Pressley, who is black, announced an 11th-hour bid for the post. Here she is yesterday in an interview with WBUR on the symbolism of her bid.
Well, we live in a very diverse city. It's one of the things that makes Boston the great city that it is. So we can celebrate our diversity. But what I think that we're striving to do is to get to a place where we're not only diverse, but where there's shared power.
Before this weekend, the battle for the council presidency pitted South Boston councilor Bill Linehan, who many consider a symbol of the old guard, against 2 councilors from the liberal wing of the body. Linehan appeared to have majority support, including a crucial commitment from incoming councilor-at-large Michelle Wu. Wu's decision to back Linehan, who has supported the exclusion of gays and lesbians from South Boston's annual St. Patrick's Day parade, brought a torrent of criticism from liberal activists who supported her in the election. Former city councilor John Tobin says the entry of Pressley, the council's top vote-getter in the November election, will force an even tougher decision on Wu.
Fellow at-large councilor, the only other female on the body. It's pressure.
Wu did not respond to a request for comment. Mayor-elect Walsh, for his part, declined to weigh in on the council fight in a chat with reporters yesterday. He said he's got enough to do staffing his administration. Walsh said he will announce additional appointments and plans for a restructuring of city government tomorrow and later this week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.